Old Mutual seen profits rise 42% over the 6 months to the end of June as a result of the sale of its stake in its British wealth division, Quilter. And with that, the company is set to pay a special dividend of R1 a share on top of a maiden first half payout of 45 cents. CEO Peter Moyo joins us on the line now. Peter, thanks so much for your time this evening. So, managed separation done and dusted, and debut results for Old Mutual encouraging, but with interim revenue from continuing operations up 13% and adjusted headline earnings per share coming in pretty flat relative to the comparative period. How are you feeling about the current economic environment and your ability to deliver on the commitments that have been made to investors?
Okay. Thanks very much. Starting point is we have pretty much on the promises we made to our investors, and that's important, and I'll get to that. On the economic side, we operate in 13 different countries on the African continent, and we've got a business in China. The bigger part of our business is still run from South Africa. We've been operating under very difficult and tough market conditions. That actually comes through on some of what you see in the top line. It comes through also in the investment returns. But we've actually nonetheless done very well. The economy in the rest of SADC, Zimbabwe, is actually very challenging. We've got a very big business there. East Africa, the economy is looking slightly better than in the other areas. We are making significant progress in that space. We've actually just been granted our bank assurance license in Nigeria, so it actually becomes quite important for us to understand what's happening in Nigeria. So, of course, I mean, some of the things that we've seen happening in Nigeria are a bit worrisome,
yeah. But
I don't have a lot of information.
Absolutely. We're all waiting for detail to unfold on that front, Peter. With Old Mutual coming back home, so to speak, one assumes that, there's going to be quite a bit of refining in your thought process and approach from here on out. If you're going to compete effectively in an increasingly competitive environment, how much of a shift has been triggered in that regard?
Well, we must certainly not forget that the big issue was the listing that had moved. The business continued operating here, so we actually understand in all the countries, we actually understand the dynamics, and we've actually been winning. And yes, there are some areas where we've actually faced challenges, and we're going to be fixing on that. Are we going to change some of the changes that we actually need to start moving into, allowing our own customers to start dealing with us in different ways? The term that we use, we've got to allow our customers to deal with us in the ways they themselves want to operate with us. So there is that. That's actually the shift that we need. We're seeing intense competition in the low income segment. We've got to be a bit more agile, be able to offer products and solutions, and actually change even the way that we think about our pricing regime in that part of the business. And by the way, that actually applies to everything right across.
Absolutely.
The way. Yeah,
and because, Peter, you've seen your customer acquisition and persistency rates being adversely affected. And with your hiving off of your part of your shares in Nedbank Group going through as scheduled in the fourth quarter of this year, one's got to ask just how much of a sales channel that avenue was for you. And, does that present somewhat of a challenge moving forward?
Actually, interestingly, it doesn't present much of a challenge. In that Nedbank was always run as its own business and were run as a separate business. But interestingly, because of the new relationship arrangement and us remaining at 19.9, we've actually entered into new distribution arrangements which are actually much more beneficial for us. So we will most likely see Nedbank do some of even maybe a bit more of our distribution than they've done.
Okay. You mentioned, that it's becoming quite competitive on the fee front as well. How do you survive the fee price war where costs on unit trusts have been coming down for a while, but across the board, we're starting to see intense pressure coming through, Peter, and that expected to see margins slaughtered?
Well, we have actually been on a journey for a long time in actually trying to manage the total costs for our customers. It's actually something that we've actually been monitoring over a long period of time. But for me, the important thing is the value that we give to customers. And we're actually quite happy with the value that we've been given, that we've been giving to our customers. By and large.
I want to take a look at the performances of two divisions that stand on opposite ends of the continuum. Old Mutual Insurance is your star performer, growing headline earnings contribution by 85%. That's come hand in hand with an underwriting margin up 6.4% from 2.3% last year. What exactly is driving that?
Well, I call it deliberate management actions. We actually announced that we're going to remediate our book. We've actually been doing that, making sure that we've got the right underwriting processes, making sure that we only take the business that we should actually take onto our books, and any and every business that comes onto our books, we are actually disciplined in the way we take that book and the way that we price for that business. So that has actually driven the bulk of that. And I must also add that the environment, the claims environment, has been slightly more benign than we had last
Absolutely.
Year. Last year,
and we've seen actually some of that filtered through in some of the insurers that have reported thus far. On the opposite end, you've got your personal finance division suffering a 34% decline due to a worse mortality and morbidity experience. What's the plan, Peter, on turning things around there?
We have now analysed that there are certain trends that we have seen, and so we will actually be looking at all the actions that we can take, starting from repricing our underwriting. By the way, we have had reinsurers looking at our underwriting processes. They are comfortable that we're doing the right things. So it's also how do we bring in new products? Can we reprice the current book and all those things? So all of that is actually going to be coming.
Okay, well, certainly something we're going to be keeping an eye on. Thanks so much, Peter, for having joined us on the line this evening. Peter Moyo is Old Mutual's CEO.